This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Jeff Sandu, and this is BFM 89.9. Now, I've talked a lot about things like digital transformation, Industry 4.0, connected cities, smart cities, the Internet of Things, a whole bunch of new technologies that is coming to the Malaysian shores. And one of the events that's happening on the 21st and the 22nd of August is the TM1 Smart Industry Showcase that will basically showcase some of these new technologies. And we'll be able to experience some of them firsthand. And my guest for today is...
I'm Azizi from TM1. And thanks, Jeff, for having me here today.
So let's talk a little bit about the TM1 Smart Industry Showcase. What's this all about?
The showcase is about promoting and introducing all these new things to the public. So we've been working on the solution for the last few months, and we are ready actually to introduce them to the market. And the whole objective actually to bring the industry players, customers, the public into one place and introduce them to all these new things. It's about technology. It's about how we at TM1. Using this technology, coming up with use cases for the industry. That's why you call it Smart Industry Showcase.
Right. And the theme here is transformation through intelligence. Tell me a little bit about this.
If you look at the technology that you mentioned just now, IoT, it has three components. The data points or the sensor, then the connectivity, and also the cloud. So the cloud actually has a few components, the data lake where we keep all the data. Mm-hmm. And one very important thing in the cloud is actually the algorithm or the artificial intelligence, platform that we use to process the data and to come up with information for industry to make the decision for the businesses.
Right, yeah. And from my understanding, that there will be 10 transformative smart solutions that will be launched at the event that will hopefully accelerate the Industry 4.0 revolution that we dream of. And they all fall into four clusters: connected cities and living solutions, connected factory solutions, connected utility solution, and also connected agriculture solution. So can you tell me a little bit more about these kind of four pillars? Because they seem to be encompassing almost all major industry verticals now.
Actually, when I first came into TM1 in May 2017, I actually realigned the team from the traditional enterprise public sector into industry verticals. We started with 12 verticals. Mm-hmm. And the first 1 year, we were trying to understand the needs because we wanted to enable their transformation, digital transformation journey. And we work closely with the industry and customers in this case and try to understand their pain points, their needs. And we finally found a few sweet spots in terms of meeting their needs. So the team actually has been working closely, MMU, TMR&D and TM1. Some of these solutions actually are being developed in-house. So we developed the platform. The platform has got all this database storage and the artificial intelligence, the algorithm that we require to come up with all these use cases. Just to give a simple example, one of them actually what we call a smart traffic light solution or STARS. Our TMR&D started building the platform as a result of requirements given by Cyberview to ease the traffic flow in Cyberjaya. And later, it has evolved to a bigger platform. And today, I'm happy that this solution is being used in Kelantan, in Majlis Perbandaran Seberang Perai. And a few more local councils are interested in this. So, this platform actually allows us to change the business model from CapEx model to what we call managed service model. Traditionally, if one local council comes to us asking us to come up with a traffic light solution, it will cost them probably a few million. That's the traditional CapEx model. But with this technologies platform that we have created, we are able to charge the local council by number of traffic lights. A local council can start with 10 traffic lights, 20 traffic lights, and later on, grow to cover every traffic light in the local council. And we are charging X ringgit per month. In this example, probably 150 ringgit a month. So we are managing it. We are actually monitoring it. And we are able actually to collect the data, use the machine learning, the AI in the platform to predict traffic, to predict a fault of the traffic light and so on. This become more efficient. Normally organization will do preventive maintenance. Now we're moving into predictive maintenance. So we predict fault before it occurs.
And this could be applied to, you know, almost any other industry. That's why you're going into agriculture as well, you're going to factories as well, because it's again going to predictive instead of, you know, just doing a reactive.
I saw one documentary on CNN about this Japan rail system. That is the best rail system in the world. Japan rail system actually adopting technology, IoT, sensors and so on, moving from preventive maintenance into predictive. So it was reported that it will save costs. But what's important, actually, it will improve customer experience.
So we've heard a lot about, you know, this, you know, whether it's traffic light solutions, it's parking solutions, whether it's the, you know, small little things that can change the, you know, factory or agriculture industry. Can actually people experience this at the event itself? Is this a showcase where they get to see it happen, where, you know, you see it to believe it?
Well, I mean, the whole concept is actually about industry. It will be on 21st and 22nd of this month. The venue is in multi-purpose hall, Menara Telecom in Bangsa. We are actually converting the halls to create almost real scenario of the industry. We're going to have generators, we're going to have forklift into the hall. Converting the hall, we're going to simulate the real thing. People, visitors can come in and experience almost real thing that we are able to deliver and execute for customers.
And it's not just for the public sector, because enterprise, the SMEs, they are also, you know, involved with the race to Industry 4.0 and IoT and stuff, right?
Yes. Actually, we are working with MITI. We are actually doing roadshow with MITI to encourage SME actually to adopt this technology. There's a assessment being done by MITI to offer grant. So we are actually part of it. So this is actually part of the MITI's program to encourage more SMEs, local SMEs, actually to use technologies in running their business.
And if people want to know more, there's the website. It's tm1.com.my/smartindustryshowcase. So it's pretty straightforward. Smart Industry Showcase is where you need to head on. What's your hope for this event? Because it feels like we have the technology already. We now even have, you know, grants to even help people to kickstart this idea. What's your hope?
No, I really hope that the public, whether they are SME, they are large enterprise, they are in public sector, to come and join us and look at the real thing that we are able to deliver. And I really hope the industry players, the customers, potential customers, and so on, can learn about all these technologies and can understand what the technology can do for them to help them actually to run their business more efficiently in this case.
You know, I'm just going to run through again, you know, some of the things that will you can actually experience there. The smart home solutions, you've got building management solutions, you've got street light solutions, parking solutions, traffic light solutions, and that's just for your connected city and living umbrella. And then you've got your smart water management solution, which is under the utilities. And then you've got agriculture, which includes aquaculture and hydroponic solutions. And then, of course, you've got factory, which is the smart genset sensors and also the smart forklift solutions. And this is just like a few of what you will be able to experience, which is like a, from what I understand now, it's going to be like a living city in this expo itself. And you'll be able to experience, you know, how's it like living in the future with all the sensors going around, right? Yep. And hopefully we'll see everyone there. It's on the 21st and the 22nd of August. Again, if you want to have more information about this event, you can go on to tm1.com.my/smart industry showcase. Azizi, it's been a pleasure.
And it's free.
And it's free. Yeah, so in case if you're wondering, it's a free event. So head down to tm1.com.my/smart industry showcase to have more info from there. Azizi, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully, you know, we will, in the coming months, we will see this technology at, you know, at our backyards, in front of our houses. All these traffic lights will be smart, and, you know, we'll live a better life then.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.